Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for November 16th, 2007. In a moment, we're going to find out what drives some scientists to the ends of the Earth, or even the top of the world, to pursue their chosen field. Suzanne, what's on your plate this week?
Escargot.
Yum.
I talked to a young scientist who braved the rocky cliffs of the Canary Islands to study a tiny snail with a very big secret.
Garlic butter, I bet.
Not exactly.
Okay, so for our listeners who don't know, the Canary Islands are situated off the northwest coast of Africa.
That's right. And the little island of La Gomera in the archipelago is hot and arid. That poses a big dilemma for a small snail called Nepeus barkini. It only feeds on the crusty lichens that grow on rock faces. The snails have to stay moist to survive, so they're forced to eat during the day. That's when the humid trade winds roll in and keep them from drying out.
And this is, of course, dangerous for them because there are some birds or lizards, enemies, which are waiting until the snails come out during daytime and they eat them.
That's biologist Christoph Allgeier of the University of Tübingen in Germany. He says the snails avoid their predators through an elaborate form of camouflage.
Snails have the same appearance like the lichens they are living on.
In fact, their camo not only looks just like the bumpy, grayish-green lichens, it's actually made out of the lichens themselves. This allows the snails to hide in plain sight. The species is so well hidden, in fact, that it was only described by science for the first time last year. But soon after the snail was first discovered, people started to wonder how the lichens got onto the snail's back. So Allgeier journeyed to La Gomera to find out why. After much patient observation, he started to notice the snails chewing the lichens into small granules. And in a feat of snail yoga, they stick them onto their shells with their own sticky mucus.
The snail just grazes the lichen material from the surface, and then it bends over to apply it even on the tip of its shell, so it has to come out very far from its shell. It's amazing, very surprising behavior.
All this work allows the snails to hide in plain sight. In addition to studying snail camouflage, Allgeier is also an expert on the reproductive behavior of slugs. In fact, he's a malacologist, an expert on snails, slugs, and other mollusks.
There's an ology I never heard of. Did he say how he got into that line of work?
Well, besides all the fame and glory, he told me that unlike some more popular animals, much still remains unknown about the basic biology and behavior of these organisms. That leaves the field wide open for new research.
Because if everything would have been discovered already, it wouldn't be fascinating. It's, of course, interesting in science to find something new and to originate a development into a certain direction of research.
Well, while those snails were busy evolving camouflage to evade predators, the continental plates were busy drifting around the world. Still are, in fact. We may go about our lives thinking we're on solid ground, but that's just an illusion. Far beneath the Earth we know and love, hot magma rising from deep volcanoes puts pressure on these plates, gradually pushing them away from each other. We don't notice it because it happens very slowly. The continental plates we stand on actually float above the upper mantle of the Earth like ice floats on water. Over time, pressure from the volcanic activity can cause the continents to crash into each other. According to Rainer Kent, a seismologist at the Geo Research Center of Germany, that's how the Himalayan mountains and Tibetan plateau got their start during a high-speed collision 50 million years ago.
The Indian plate was moving north through the Indian Ocean and hitting the Asian continent. It was exactly like a car crash. It had the highest energy, and when it crashed into Asia, it was able to form the highest mountains and the biggest high plateau on Earth.
Kent says experts agree that the Himalayas owe their prodigious height to the speed of the collision. No one knew why the Indian plate was so much faster than other continental plates, but using seismological measuring techniques, Kent and his colleagues compared the thickness of different plates. They found that even at 100 kilometers in depth, the Indian plate is only about half as thick as the other continents. Kent says that's why it moves so fast. Next, our New York correspondent Justin Warner serves up a climate change reality check with a story about what global warming and the fossil record have to say about the future of species on Earth.
It's feared that global warming could wipe out many of Earth's species in the near future. Now a team of British ecologists has found that past evidence agrees. They studied virtually the entire fossil record, going back 500 million years, and found a consistent link between warmer temperatures and higher extinction rates. That includes 4 of the 5 biggest mass extinctions in Earth's history. Lead author Peter Mayhew of the University of York says this doesn't bode well.
If you were kind of designing an Earth climate that would protect biodiversity in some way, then the direction to take Earth's temperature looks to be down, and we're taking it in the opposite direction pretty fast.
And Mayhew says it's not just the change in climate that matters.
What our data suggest, really, is that there's something about being in a greenhouse condition that makes you prone to extinction.
It's not yet clear what that is, but Mayhew says it's possible that the atmosphere and ocean are more easily destabilized during warmer periods, which could lead to more frequent and devastating environmental catastrophes.
Thanks, Justin. Well, that's all for this week. Next week, we'll take on some mysteries of nature, from threats to our existence to the very stuff of our existence. And if your existence suffers without a daily dose of science, tune in to the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. We've got an extraordinary news story about science every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website or at iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.